T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Monday. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Ike, what's up, man? How was your weekend?
Hold on there. Good to go now. Weekend was great. Sorry about that.
Good. A great weekend. Not even a good weekend.
It's microphone head, man.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Sit still.
Did the camera sabotage you?
Yeah, something.
Puzzle time.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you had a good weekend. Hopefully everybody out there had a nice weekend. Starting to get hot. Fourth of July week.
Got me 18 more holes in Saturday.
You golfed again?
I did, brother.
Did you practice social distancing?
Yes.
So how do they do it on the golf course? You have to, is it separate carts for everybody or no?
No. We're not doing that.
I don't know. How'd you hit them? Good?
Better than I did the week before.
Okay.
So it's only my second time out, and I got another tee time Friday.
Look at you.
Oh, all right. Wow,
man. So I'm talking about.
What else can I do? I got nothing else to do.
You going to get in the 80s by the end of the summer or what?
No. if I can stay in the 90s by the end of the summer,
right.
I'm happy, yes.
All right.
I strive to play bogey golf, Jack.
Not like Jack that's an expert.
Probably, yeah, five handicap.
High school golfer.
Number three on my high school golf team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody had a great weekend. This is a holiday week, as 4th of July is on Friday. So let's do this. Let's start here, right?
Saturday.
Was it Saturday? Yes. Oh, no, the holiday's Friday. The company holiday's on Friday. That's why I was thinking it's Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're not golfing on 4th of July.
No.
So, I mean, with the Eagles, right, as, you know, baseball's getting started in about a month or so, but, you know, until they actually get in the camp and everything else, I'm still focused on the Eagles. I'm still focused on the offseason, the details of training camp, et cetera, et cetera. Cam Newton signs with the Patriots. That was really interesting. But, like, I feel like there's a move left in the Eagles, right? Do you feel like there's a move left, that there's something out there, that there's going to be a player, kind of like Cam Newton, that ended up being like a $1 million player with incentives? But I feel like there's a deal that's left out there for the Eagles. And there's been a lot of talk about a Josh Adams trade, a Yannick trade, what was the other trade that we have? The Jadeveon Clowney signing, something like that. So we're going to put the audience out there and the callers today, and we're going to play it right along with you. We're going to let you play GM. Put your Howie Roseman, what does he wear, a T-shirt or a suit jacket or something like that. Put your GM cap on and make a move. And the moves are a Jamal Adams trade, a Jadeveon Clowney signing, or a Yannick trade to where make the move. Play the GM, make the move. I think there's a move that's left out there for the Eagles, and I'm hoping that they make it. And I'm saying yes to Jamal Adams, and I'm sticking with where I am right there. A young, difference-making playmaker. He'll lead your defense for years into this decade, for years, and it's not even close. And I'm giving up a high draft pick, and I'm hoping that they take Zach Ertz off my hands because Zach Ertz is waiting for George Kittle to sign before he signs so he can get that kind of money. No thank you. That doesn't sound like a guy that's willing to take a market-friendly contract, Zach Ertz. So I'm using Ertz as bait, and I'm giving a high draft pick up. I am making a trade for Jamal Adams. That is my move as GM, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, good luck with that move. if you can get Jamal Adams for that, I'd be surprised. I don't think that's enough to get Jamal Adams. I wouldn't do that. I'm not giving up a first-round pick. I mean, I'm okay with where the Eagles are. Do I think they're a team without flaws? No. Do I think they have the best team on paper in NFC East? No, I don't think that either. But games aren't played on paper. I'm confident in the coaching. I do like the moves that they have made this offseason. I do think we're stronger on defense. We took an obvious big blow when you lose a guy like Brandon Brooks on your offensive line. You couple that with Andre Dillard having to step up and play left tackle. I'm not as confident in my old line as I once was, but I like the other things. Jamal Adams doesn't make my offensive line better. Neither does Yannick Ngakoue, and neither does Jadeveon Clowney. With that being said, for the purpose of this exercise, if there was a move that I would make of the three, it would be Jadeveon Clowney. Mm. It would be Jadeveon Clowney because I believe I only have to commit to him for 1 year.
No pick involved.
I think the money would be much cheaper than he originally thought or than anyone thought it would cost to get him. The longer he's out there, the cheaper he's going to be. We're heading into July. He still isn't signed yet. So you may be getting him for $8 million, right, and put some incentives in the contract. You're not giving up high draft picks. You're not having to commit almost $100 million, 60, 70 in signing bonus money to Jadeveon Clowney. With those other two players, that's the type of commitment you're going to have to make. High draft picks with players and then a long-term deal. At least with Jadeveon Clowney, all I got to do is sign him. He's going to be signed below what he thought his market value was. If I had to make a move or for the purpose of this exercise, he would be the move that I would make. But I actually am okay with where the Eagles are. Again, not a flawless roster, but I don't need them to be a flawless roster this year because I never thought this was a Super Bowl team.
Mm. So it could be no move at all, which you know what, Ike?
Yeah, it could be no move at all.
Maybe the Eagles are looking at what they have and say, yeah, there's some unknown. Yes, there's we could possibly make ourselves or we could make ourselves better for this year. However, salary cap money rolling over to next year. They need help on the 2021 cap, and they want to let younger players play. Could also be a reason not to want to do any of it. Clowney, I just think he's going to cost too much money for what you're going to be willing to spend, and even though it's probably has come down quite a bit. And I just the Yannick thing, I don't know. I mean, I it seems like the Jags are just offering for too much money, and he comes off as being a pain in the ass too. I don't know. I'm obsessed and intrigued with Jamal Adams. Jack, where are you going on this play, GM?
Oh, I'm getting Yannick. I'm getting the 24-year-old pass rusher, the difference maker. I think you add him to this roster, and Barnett, you hope breaks out. I know Ike's on the Derek Barnett breakout train. I think we got one more year of Brandon Graham. If I can go into the next 5 years with Yannick Ngakoue and Derek Barnett, I think you have a legit chance. And the Eagles pride themselves in building a dominant defensive line. Like, Jamal Adams is a great player. I don't know if they need Jamal Adams to be a great defense. But if you add Yannick and put him alongside Derek Barnett, I just think that's a real foundation for the next 5 years for the Eagles.
215-592-9494. It's going to cost you a ton of money. I mean, right off the bat, Jamal Adams under contract for the next 2 years. You could also franchise him after that. I know you're gonna make the trade hoping that you can sign him to a long-term contract, but he's not going to cost you the money that Yannick's going to cost you. So I actually think Adams makes more sense than a lot of people think. Difference maker. They need a playmaker on this defense. Play GM for the day. What move would you make? Sign Clowney, trade for Jamal Adams, or trade for Yannick? You get to be Howie Roseman. What is your final move for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. A lot going on. We're going to have some fun. It's Marks and Reese. We start with your phone calls coming up right after this. 215-592-9494. Marks Reese, we're back. Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. They're open for business right there in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, the region's best selection of diamond engagement rings. Marks-Jewelers.com. Check them out. And that's the question. It's pretty easy. Put your Howie Roseman hat on for a second. What would you do? Would you trade for Adams, which I absolutely would? Would you sign Clowney? Would you trade for Yannick? Right now, trade for Jamal Adams. Bam! 48.7% leading the way. And you said Yannick there, Jack, and Ike saying Clowney. Clowney at least would just cost you money, yep. Which is, you know,
that's the move I would make. I'm not giving up high draft picks. I don't feel like giving out some ridiculous contract. And for Jadeveon Clowney, more than likely you're getting more bang for your buck. Like, he's probably coming in here under $10 million. He's probably coming in under $10 million. Jadeveon Clowney, at how old? 26, 27 years old? How old is he?
Can't be much older than that.
27 years old.
Yeah.
At 20, just turned 27 in February. At 27 years old, just entering his prime in a prove-it year on a prove-it deal. Yeah. And it just cost me money for 1 year. Yeah, to me, that's the more practical route to go for me. Mm. For me.
All right, let's go to the phones. JB in Chestnut Hill. JB, what's up, buddy?
Hello, buddy. How you been?
What are you doing? How are you?
Good. I'm average. Checking on you and Ike.
What's up, JB?
Not too much, pal. Everything's good. I hope you guys are all doing well. I think Ike touched on a good point. Jadeveon Clowney is the least offensive and the easiest thing to do, and you can discard it for money. But here's the thing. I think that D-line is in this weird flex transition where we got to find out if guys can play and then the future and Fletcher Cox. So I got to put Yannick on the up in the front row, and I use Zach Ertz that John was just talking about. Zach Ertz in a two, and you send him down to Jacksonville, and you bring Yannick in, sign him, and that way you're going to transition this D-line into Yannick and Bennett, and here's why. Jadeveon's had, you know, yeah, J.J. Watt on the other side. Marcellus was on the other side of him. Yannick doesn't need anybody. Yannick will do it all on his own. He's already proven that he can do it on his own. So why not get a cornerstone guy for the next 10 years, sign him up? And I also have an addition to the offensive line I think that they really should
what
make.
Did, hold on. What did Yannick prove he can do on his own?
I think on a very average defense last year. What were his numbers for the last two seasons?
8 sacks. I mean, his best year was the year Jacksonville went to the AFC Championship game where yep. they had Malik Jackson, where they had Jalen Ramsey, where they had Tevin Smith. Like, they had A.J. Bouye. That defense was Saxonville. Like, that defense, and they had – I don't know if they had Calais Campbell on that team. He may have come afterwards, but – that was right. a very good team. That's when Yannick put up his best numbers. His double-digit sacks came that year.
But think about the 2 tackles, now the 3 or 4 tackles we have now had on the D-line.
Oh, I know. Listen,
you know what I mean? Like,
of course he will. I was just
right.
I
mean,
you said, a lot of money in the
yeah,
line,
yeah, I'm just
too.
Saying you said he did it without any talent around him. No, that's when he had his best year, so I would agree with you. Any end you put next to Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, and Malik Jackson – they should be pretty good. They should be pretty good.
They better produce, right.
Yeah.
So, in addition to that, just to shore up the offensive line, there's 2 guys that are still out there that were basically cap cuts they can get for under $10 million in Josh Klein and Larry Warford. And if you do that, you're actually going to hurt both the Vikings and the Saints long-term because they're kind of just waiting for no one to pick them up and then they're going to sign up for a lower rate. Both of them play guard. Warford, I think, played in the – was an
with the Saints, yeah.
Last 2
yeah.
years, I think right. he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. So, I mean, why not throw $8 million at Warford and have yourself another guard to solidify that off the line?
I don't think they want to throw more money at the guard position.
Thank you, Jibby.
Listen, he's right. I mean, if you want to sign a guard, if I'm willing to sign Jadeveon Clowney for $8 to $10 million, why not sign Klein or Warford to $8 million? I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just don't think that's what the Eagles are going to do. I think they would rather go in there with a cheaper Matt Pryor, somebody that's familiar with the system, and just go with him first. I mean, if he doesn't look good in training camp or whatever, then they may think about reaching out to one of these veteran guys. But I don't think they want to spend any more money. I mean,
doesn't seem like that.
No, I don't think they want to. Doesn't seem like – I mean, these guys have been available all offseason, and if the Eagles – they really wanted one of these guys. They felt like it was a need of theirs. They had free agency. They had the draft. And then they had post-draft with free agency. They haven't moved on any of these guys.
No, they haven't.
They haven't moved on any of these guys.
At least not recently. Now, maybe when it gets closer to training camp, if these guys are still out there and it really is a one-year contract and the money comes down, then maybe they would do it. But – I mean, maybe. I think they want
listen, if they can get Clowney for $6 million, who wouldn't take him?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get him for $6, $7 million, of course.
Yeah, I think Pryor just slides right in. I don't think they're interested in a veteran, high-priced guy for a year. I mean, if Brooks, if they thought Brooks was going to be Dunsky, maybe they would want to bring in a guy. But let's go to Steve in Ambler. Steve, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Johnny Marks?
Steve.
What's All right. Up? Hey, Ike. I think you need to spend a little bit more time on what's going on with Clowney destroying the Bronco. I mean, what's up with that?
Oh, they hit on the Bronco.
Sure. It happened.
Okay, so you're just going to bring him in, like, all this big contract, and, you know, it's the guy that just ended the other guy's, you know, season like that? Come on.
Well, here's the deal. I didn't get the option of none of the above. So I had three options, and of the three options, that's the one that makes the most sense to me. I didn't necessarily include Carson being knocked out of the game, and Jadavion knocking Carson out of the game isn't enough to make me give up first-round draft picks or Zach Ertz for either one of these guys, plus the $100 million you're going to have to sign the guys to.
Okay, I'll hang up. I'll hang up. Like, as a player,
yes.
What do you think about that, though? Like, bringing in a guy that just took out your quarterback. What do you think about that? And I'll hang up. Thank you.
All right. I don't really think the players would really care. I mean, Jadavion Clowney is a player that's respected around the league. Does it change the fact of what happened? No, but it happened. And if they had an opportunity to sign Jadavion Clowney, they would sign him, and he would get welcomed in here as an Eagle. I mean, would he, you know, get his chops busted a little bit about the hit? Would he get brought up by us? Certainly it would. By the media, certainly it would. He'd be asked about it. But I don't think Carson is going to hold a grudge, or somebody's going to hold a grudge against Jadavion Clowney. They aren't fans.
Yeah, that, to me, that's a fan thing. Now, if this was Avantes Burfict or somebody like that, that mm-hmm. you know, that intentionally tried to, I mean,
I just think the guy is a good enough player that players would get over that.
And by the way,
players aren't fans.
Carson had said back when the first rumor started coming up, I guess it was like, it was like a month ago. He said, listen, at the end of the day, I'll trust Howie with that. That play happened. It is what it is. That's football. It was an unfortunate way to end the season for me personally, but I have respect for Jadavion. He's a heck of a player. He answered it exactly the way you would expect him to answer it.
What was he supposed to do? Say, no, we should never sign this guy. He should be kicked out of the league. I mean, so you can label him a crybaby?
Right.
Yeah, like, what is he supposed to say? Like, what is any of these guys going to say?
Yes, agreed. Let's go to Mike and Berwyn. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Mikey.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Ike?
Oh, I'm good.
Listen,
good.
I, you know, when I called last week and I told you that, you know, I would love to have Jamal Adams. You know, and I think if we could get him for maybe Rasul Douglas and Rodney McLeod, I think I would have to think about doing that.
I wouldn't even think twice. I'd send McLeod and Rasul Douglas up the turnpike and pay for it. I'd pay for the car service.
Really?
But you don't think
Rasul Douglas and Rodney McLeod for Jamal Adams?
Well, I mean, I thought there was a draft pick involved too.
Well, maybe a second round pick.
Maybe they don't want that. You'd have to throw in a first. See, here's the thing with Rasul Douglas. I mean, I'm not saying that they wouldn't take him as kind of a throw in, but Rodney McLeod has very little value. The Jets aren't winning a Super Bowl this year. They're not true contenders. And Rodney McLeod's is he 30 years old? It's on a one-year contract.
I got news for you. Neither one of those players has any value. Any value, Mike. Any value.
But even with what's his name going up there to be their general manager and knowing these guys?
Even more reason for him not to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Even more reason not to do it.
But my honest, you know, I would love to have Yannick. You know, I just don't know what you would have to give up for him.
First round picks.
Yep. One plus.
And a player?
I don't think the Eagles would be willing to give up the player that the Jags would want. Like, we like to throw Zach Ertz out there, but think about this.
I don't want to get rid of
that. Oh, neither do I. I'm just saying. So I don't even know another player. Why would the Eagles want to get rid of a Dallas Goedert when you get a starter on basically backup money? So they're not going to get rid of Dallas Goedert. But with Zach Ertz, it cracks me up with people. You do realize he's on a two-year deal. So he wants a new contract. You traded him to another team. You just basically traded your problem to them.
Yeah, they need to give him a new contract or he leaves.
Yes, or he leaves. Right. So they're not going to send you a Jamal Adams or a Yannick Ngakoue for a guy they don't want to pay top tight end money in the league.
Well, thank you guys both.
Okay.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Jets are going to want draft picks. The Jets are going to win draft picks. Or, I mean, listen, if you offered them Dallas Goedert, they might have more interest in that because he's not making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And they would be more willing to extend a guy that's in his mid-20s rather than a guy that's going to be 31 by the time that his contract is up. 215-592-9494. Clowney makes the second most sense to me just because he's not going to cost you anything. I just feel like that Jamal Adams – and I agree that the defensive end position is more important than a safety position, right? I agree that it is. But I also, I'm not, even though he's put up good numbers, I'm just not sure about him. I'm not sure about him playing in the Northeast. I'm not sure about him playing.
Oh, Yannick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, listen, you're paying him more money than you're paying Jamal Adams. And I feel like Jamal Adams is a better player. Yes.
Yeah, you're going to pay Yannick $20 million plus a year.
Right. The defensive end position's more valuable. Yes. I agree with that. I think Jamal Adams is a better player, and I'd rather have the better player, especially somebody that can help lead your team going into this stretch run. I mean, this is really what they're trying to do is they're trying to build another run. Howie's trying to figure out how to construct the second run with Carson Wentz, and really, instead of it being kind of a one-year thing, he's trying to that you have a 3-4-5-year window. And I feel like Adams is a guy that would be perfect for doing that. He can anchor the defense.
Yeah, but too much – I think it's far too much of your salary cap that will be devoted to that position. It's just far too much of it. Think about it. The Eagles are going to have to pay Isaac Seumalo again at some point. If I'm Isaac Seumalo, I'm ripping up that contract I just signed a couple years ago, and I'm going back. You're going to have to pay me. As these guys are getting older and you're losing guys.
Yeah,
Jason Kelce's not going to be here in 2 years. You know, Lane Johnson will be, what, 33 in 2 years?
Yes.
I mean, Seumalo is just in his third year, I believe.
When was he drafted? If he plays like he did last year.
Was he in the Super Bowl year? Was that his rookie year? I think the Super Bowl year was his rookie year.
Because weren't Vaitai and him in the same draft?
I think so, yeah. No, because Vaitai. Oh, yeah. But Seumalo re-signed already.
Yeah, he re-signed.
Didn't Seumalo start that game against the Redskins and got torched by Kerrigan?
Yeah, something.
Seumalo has one terrible game a year, and then everyone remembers that one, but then he's pretty good after that.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still in his rookie contract through, it looks like 20. I'll have to look at it again.
But he has a while.
To your point,
I'd still,
2016 was his rookie year. To your point, he very easily could be a great value if he's a starter who plays average to above average. He really got paid as a backup.
Yes.
Everybody,
a terrible contract.
Any agent or anybody that's in the media that knows anything about it said that it was a terrible contract.
Like, dude, you're a starter.
You're being paid like a backup.
You're being paid like a backup. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good contract by Howie. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Kenny in Northeast Philly. Kenny, how are you?
All right, how are you today?
Hi, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
All right, I wouldn't do anything with Adams. I talked about this last week or the week before. Number one, giving up draft picks, just not a good idea, you know, and I believe.
Mm-hmm. All right, why?
Well, especially not
high
draft picks.
Because, you only get that one pick, and I don't believe safeties are going to win Super Bowls. You know what I mean? I believe if somebody's getting into your secondary, even though he gets into the backfield, you need help up front with your linebackers and line, you know? Mm. You know what I mean? Your defensive tackles and things like that. If a runner's getting past them, getting past your line and getting past your linebackers, you're weak up front, and they're going to run over you all season.
Yeah, but you're not using a first-round draft pick on an offensive lineman next year, are you?
No, but what I'm saying is what I would do, hear me out for a second. Mm-hmm. What I would do, I would fill that spot somehow, okay? Because I was a fan of Malcolm Jenkins, and I don't like the idea that they didn't sign Jenkins and give him the money and they want to give somebody $15 million, mm-hmm. you know? But what I'm saying is there's a kid out there like Corey Clement somewhere, okay? There's a very, very good safety out there somewhere, and you just have to send your scouts out there to find him.
Where are you sending him to, though?
Well, you know.
Hold on. We drafted a safety. Hold up, Kenny. We drafted a safety. Kevon Wallace.
In the fourth round?
Yes.
Yeah, he could be good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Give the kid a shot. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you the history. Just
I personally think he's going to be the starting safety before the season's over with. That's just me.
Well, you know, you start working with him and building him up. Look at the season that Clement had as a walk-on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then look at the seasons afterwards.
Yeah, but he got hurt, but he ran
But the point is, I like Corey Clement a lot, but, I mean...
But that's two different positions, running back and
I understand, safety. But the thing is, there's talent out there in safety, too. Okay? But what I'm saying is, if you know the history of the Eagles, right?
Yes.
During the 70s, when Pittsburgh had all them great teams, they were getting them all from the University of Penn, and the Eagles never even looked up there.
So you're saying the Eagles should start looking at the Ivy League, maybe a safety?
Not University of Penn. I mean Penn State. Not Penn. They were getting them all from Penn State. Lambert and all them people all came from Penn State. All that steel curtain and everything, man.
Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it, man. Have a great day, buddy. I don't know. I mean, you can draft them, sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, I'm looking for a shoe.
Oh, I like Wallace.
Well, I do, too.
But there's no shoe in. What do you mean? You got to give him a chance to play.
Well, yeah, him and Jamal Adams, they can play next to each other. Rodney McLeod's on a one-year contract. Jalen Mills isn't a safety.
Yeah,
we both know what the Jalen Mills safety experiment's going to be. New.
So they should scout Penn State is what we're saying?
Yes. Well, I was thinking University of Pennsylvania.
Need a running back scout, Penn State. What about them damn safeties? Or wide receiver, you might can get away with scouting Penn State.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Mm.
Don't give me no defensive lineman. Matter of fact, don't give me any defensive player. When the last good defensive player came out of Penn State?
Yeah, for linebacker you, they sure don't produce them.
Oh, that's such a crock of crap.
Navarro Bowman? Was that the last one?
Paul Posluszny?
Yeah. Those
Mike Mowdy?
Yeah. Who?
Was it Mike Mowdy?
Who?
I don't remember him.
They've had to have a corner come out recently that was good, right?
A corner?
I don't know.
Well, Adrian Amos went there. He's an all right little player.
It's just how you described him. He's an all right little player.
Yeah, who?
I remember him.
Penn State
Adrian
doesn't
Amos.
Produce talent.
Not defensively. I'll give you offense.
Oh, right? They're linebacker you. I mean,
they used to be.
Yeah, don't tell Penn State people that.
You've had a good defense since when?
Since Navarro Bowman.
You tour Gross Matos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Gross Matos. Well, no, good college player. We'll see if he's a good pro player.
Yeah. Yeah, Troy Apke?
No.
Safety? Jordan Lucas?
No.
Anthony Zettel?
No.
These are all like six-round draft picks. Carl Nassib.
Carl Nassib's
yeah, he's
all right.
Pretty
he's
good.
All right. Yeah. Well, not pretty. You're talking about NFL standards.
I don't know.
Is he on his 13?
Yes.
Austin Johnson.
Yes, he's with 10.
I don't know any of these people. They all suck.
Come on, linebacker. Don't disrespect the great linebacker, you.
All my Penn State fans.
They're
friends,
out there, right?
My friends. They'll be mad at me for that.
All right. Coming up, speaking of the Eagles, DeSean Jackson's gotten faster.
Uh-oh.
And which quarterback is he working out with down in Tampa? We'll tell you. Also,
he better not be around that damn Brady.
I got to tell you with Tom
Brady's breaking all the rules down in Tampa.
Yeah. He's the mayor of Tampa now, right?
God, I hate him. I absolutely positively. Like, the Patriots signed Cam, and I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, I want to see Cam in New England. I think that's great. And then Tom.
Hold on. So people are rooting for Cam in the Patriots this year? Is that what I'm hearing?
Over Tom.
America's team, Mike.
Yes. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Over Tampa? Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I only choose one team to root for, like, Tampa or Belichick.
I'd be rooting for Tampa. I am not rooting for the freaking Patriots. No way.
Even though Tampa's endangering people with his message on Instagram? I hate him. 215-592-9494. All that's coming up. Also, if 2020 was a Philly athlete, and it doesn't have to be active, who would it be? If 2020 was a Philly athlete, could be from any generation, could be all the way back to Bednarik's days, all right?
Is that the last 50 years?
It does not have to be the last 50 years. No, it's not like that.
All right, cool.
If 2020 was a Philly athlete, you got to think about this before you answer it, or you tweet us at MarkStreetsWIP, what would it be? Think about your answers. We'll get to it on the other side. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.